If you're in business, you probably have a website, but can your site handle your growth? How many visitors before your site slows down or crashes? What about storage and data security? From web hosting to virtual servers, Pear Networks provides the online infrastructure you need to start, grow, and flourish. When it comes to security and updates, don't worry, we've got you covered. Our 24/7 US-based customer support is the best in the industry. No frustrating chatbots or sitting on hold for hours. Check out pear.com today to learn more. That's PAIR.com.
If you've ever had an emergency C-section, I often hear that moms have those thoughts of, oh my gosh, I have to go through this again. I'm feeling really, really panicked. And first of all, you have every right to feel like that, okay? That first C-section that you had certainly could give you some trauma.
You're listening to the Mommy Labor Nurse Podcast, where we firmly believe in the power of education when it comes to giving birth. Tune in each week as we dive into pregnancy-related topics, expert interviews, and a variety of birth stories. As a reminder, anything you hear on this podcast is not medical advice. Please see mommylabornurse.com/disclaimer for more details. And now, here's your host, educator, registered nurse, and fellow mom, Liesl Teen.
Hi guys, happy Monday. So this episode is all about C-sections. If you guys know, our C-section course is coming out real soon. So I figured I would do another episode all for my C-section moms. So this episode, I really wanted to focus on the differences between an unplanned C-section and a scheduled C-section, because I think that is something that a lot of people don't realize. I mean, makes sense why you don't realize it, but a lot of people don't realize that there is actually a huge difference between having an emergency or an unplanned C-section, especially if that's your first C-section, and then going for your second birth and having a scheduled C-section, and how different that process and that surgery can be. So this episode was really important to me to record because I know I have a lot of moms like that who have unplanned or emergency C-sections, and then they go into their second birth and they're just terrified because they think it's going to be exactly the same as their first one. And I'm here to tell you that that scheduled C-section that you might have coming up can and most likely will be a completely different experience from your first C-section that was emergency, that was unplanned, that maybe you have some trauma from. Your scheduled C-section for a lot of moms is a very healing experience to go through if they've had a more traumatic experience the first time. So let's get right into this episode and talk about some of the main differences. Wondering what you need to do to stay on track during each week of pregnancy? Not sure what you need to be learning or researching along the way? I can help. Sign up for our free weekly pregnancy series to get tips, advice, and resources tailored to your exact week of pregnancy sent straight to your inbox every week. Sign up at mommylabornurse.com/IamPregnant to get your first email today. See you in your inbox real soon. All right, so let's get right into it. If you guys heard in the intro, the topic of this podcast episode is the big differences between a scheduled C-section and an unscheduled, unplanned emergency C-section. So before we even, dive into some of the main differences, let's just talk about the differences between a scheduled C-section and an unscheduled C-section in terms of what we as labor and delivery nurses, as providers, as the anesthesiologist taking care of you, what we as your healthcare team classify unscheduled versus scheduled. Okay, so first of all, you're either going to have a scheduled C-section or you're going to have an unscheduled C-section. And within an unscheduled C-section, there's a couple different kinds of unscheduled C-section. So let's go over scheduled C-sections first. So a scheduled C-section is exactly what it sounds like. Let's say, you know, your baby is transverse, you have a placenta previa, you have a certain reason why you are on the books, you have a schedule, you have a date, you have a time, and you're coming in, there's no emergency, there's no urgency, nothing. You get a call from the hospital saying, okay, this is the time that you're coming in to have your baby, to have your surgery, and you show up at this time, and it's very routine. There's nothing emergent about it, you know, in any way, shape, or form. So that's what we call a scheduled C-section. And sometimes with these scheduled C-sections, since there is no level of urgency, sometimes if there's a lot going on the floor, maybe there's another mom in labor and she has to have a very quick C-section, your time, you know, you might have to sit for a little while because her C-section is a little bit more urgent than yours because something's going on with her or something's going on with baby. So that is a scheduled C-section. Now let's go over what an unscheduled C-section looks like and what the different types of unplanned C-sections there are. So first off, an unscheduled C-section can either be an add-on C-section, an urgent C-section, or a stat or emergency C-section. Stat/emergency, kind of that, those go hand in hand, but we call them stat. So first of all, let's talk about what an add-on unplanned C-section is, okay? This would be a C-section, let's say you come into triage and, you know, you didn't have an appointment to come in for your surgery, but let's say your water broke and you were supposed to have your C-section in 2 days, but your water broke. And so you come in and we say, oh, okay, well, we're going to have your C-section today. We're not going to let you wait 2 days. You would be technically an unplanned C-section, but you would be an add-on because we're looking at your health status. We're looking at baby's health status. And if everything's going well and baby's doing okay in there, and really the only thing that's going on is your water broke, there's no level of urgency. Maybe, you know, you're not feeling any contractions, your cervix is still closed, and it, you know, doesn't really look like you're in labor in any other ways, you would be labeled an add-on C-section. And in this case, there is no time clock, okay? We're not saying we have to get baby out within a certain time, okay? You're still unplanned because you're unplanned, but there's still no sense of real urgency. This also we see a lot with moms who, let's say you are laboring and you stall at a certain point or something's going on in your labor where, you know, it's deemed that you need a C-section, but baby is not in immediate distress, you're not in immediate distress, but it's deemed that you do need a C-section. You would be classified as an add-on C-section, an add-on unplanned C-section. So let's next talk about unplanned C-sections that are urgent. Okay, this is like the next level up. So let's say you come in and you have a history of having a C-section and you plan on having a C-section with this baby, but you come in and you're bleeding, or you come in and you're laboring, or you come in and something's a little bit more urgent than, you know, just your water broke or something else that's fairly benign. Okay. Let's say you come in and your baby's heart rate, you know, looks okay, but it doesn't look great. You would be labeled as an unplanned urgency section. And with urgency sections, we do like to have these moms on more of a time clock. So at the hospital that I work at, if you are called an urgent C-section, we try to get you back to the OR on the table within 30 minutes of making that call. Okay, so that is the main difference. And in terms of you being labeled as add-on versus urgent versus stat, which is what I'm going to talk about next, that is up to your provider. Okay. And typically we get it pretty right. Okay. I would say, you know, most of the times, if this is going to be a stat C-section versus it's going to be an urgent. Sometimes there's a little bit of, sometimes what happens is maybe you're called an add-on and then something happens and you all of a sudden are an urgent. Maybe you start bleeding or maybe, you know, baby's heart rate starts to look a little odd. So you get called an urgent and we start to speed up the process a little bit, or you get called an emergent and we really, really start to speed up the process a little bit. But in terms of that labeling, that is up to your provider. So again, that urgent, that second level up is we are trying to get baby out within 30 minutes of that call. All right, so now let's talk about stat C-sections, okay? So stat C-sections are when, you know, again, you're an unplanned C-section, but if you are labeled as a stat C-section, there is no time limit. We are trying to get you back to the OR as quickly as humanly possible, okay? So some examples of what we would label a stat C-section are a placental abruption. Okay, so that is when your placenta rips off of your uterus. Maybe you're having a lot of pain in your abdomen. Maybe you're bleeding heavily and we're seeing heart rate changes on the monitor. There are certain placental abruptions that we can label an urgent versus a stat, because maybe you come in and baby's heart rate is still okay and you're not, writhing in pain, or you're not, you know, bleeding excessively, but typical placental abruptions are typically labeled as stat. Another one is fetal distress. Okay. So if you come in and baby's heart rate is not looking so good at all, maybe baby's heart rate is very, very low, you are immediately labeled as a stat and we are trying to get you back to the OR as quickly as possible. Another example of a stat is something called a prolapsed cord, okay? And this is always an emergency. So a prolapsed cord is if you come in and we see an umbilical cord coming out of you, or let's say your provider checks your cervix and he or she feels an umbilical cord in front of baby's head. This is a true emergency and this would be labeled a stat C-section, because as you remember, the umbilical cord is baby's lifeline. And if the umbilical cord is coming out of your vagina, or if it's in front of baby's head, there can be constriction there. And that is a true emergency that we need to act very, very fast. Another example of a stat C-section would be, let's say you come in and your blood pressure is like sky high, 200 over 100, or, you know, something crazy like that. You're having, your health status is, you know, in an emergency sense. Okay. Maybe baby's still doing okay, but you have something going on where we need to get you back to surgery really, really quick. Maybe you got into a bad car accident and we need to get you back to the OR really fast. Maybe you're having something called eclampsia. So you've probably heard of preeclampsia, but eclampsia is when you're actually having seizures during labor, during your pregnancy. So if you come in eclamptic, yeah, that is definitely a stat C-section. We need to get you back to the OR real, real quick. There are certain other things that would certainly label you as a stat C-section. But those are just some of the ones that I can think of. So when I talk about stat C-sections, so a stat C-section can be called at any point of you being, you know, up in labor and delivery. Whether you come in to triage and we're assessing you there, you can be labeled a stat C-section, or maybe you've been admitted and you're in labor for a while and something happens during your labor and we label you quickly as a stat C-section, you need to go back to the OR very quickly. Really, the big difference between these stat C-sections and these unplanned urgent or add-on C-section is the timing. Okay. So stat C-section, like I said, there is no time. We are just trying to get you back as quickly as possible. The urgent, we like to do it within 30-ish minutes. And then an add-on unscheduled C-section is, again, there's no time length, but there's no sense of urgency either. All right, so now let's transition into some of the differences between having a situation like that, having an unplanned C-section, whether it's an add-on or an urgent or a stat C-section, and now maybe it's your second C-section and you're having a scheduled C-section. If you've ever had an emergency C-section, I often hear that moms have those thoughts of, oh my gosh, I have to go through this again. I'm feeling really, really panicked. And first of all, you have every right to feel like that, okay? That first C-section that you had certainly could give you some trauma and could have been quite traumatizing for you. So it is perfectly valid, perfectly okay to feel like that going into your second scheduled C-section. Something that often happens with emergency C-sections is you feel a great sense of a loss of control, okay? And I think that is why going into another birth, maybe another C-section, many moms feel like they're not going to be in control of the situation again. And they are very scared, very anxious about not being in control because they felt so out of control that first time. And I first want to start off by looking at the difference in terms of a control setting between a scheduled and an unplanned, you know, emergency C-section. So with, let's say you had, you know, the most type of emergency C-section possible, okay? You came in and you had a placental abruption. And all of a sudden, you know, you get whisked back to the OR. You still have to consent to that surgery. So that is one element of control that you have. But for the most part, everything probably is out of your control. You're getting whisked around. You're getting IVs placed. You're being talked to very quickly. You're getting onto the OR table very, very quickly. You're possibly getting anesthesia to make you go, you know, asleep very quickly. Everything seems very, very out of control. So in contrast to a scheduled C-section, you typically get to pick your date. You typically sometimes even get to pick the time. Sometimes the hospital tells you, you know, what times are available, but a lot of times you get to pick your date and your time and you get to come in. It's a very controlled setting. We go through things very slowly. There's absolutely no sense of urgency. Everything is explained in detail to you, what's happening. Instead of going back super quick to the OR, sometimes you even just walk back to the OR. Sometimes you go in a wheelchair, but sometimes you just walk back to the OR very casually. You sit up on the table and everybody's maybe joking or there's music playing. It's a very calm and controlled setting. And then maybe you lay down and again, your provider comes in and they introduce themselves and they say, okay, this is what's going to go on. There's no screaming. There's no rushing. Everybody has a job and everybody knows what they're doing. You probably get to stay awake for your surgery. Maybe you even have the control of, hey, you know what? I think I want my IV in this spot or on this arm, preferably, you know, because I'm right-handed. I would like my blood pressure cuff and my IV on my left side so that I can hold baby. And that brings up baby too. You'll probably have a lot more control over seeing baby quickly. Maybe with your first one, baby was whisked away, you know, if in the NICU, or baby came out and you were asleep from your general anesthesia and you didn't get to see baby for a while because you were waking up from your anesthesia. So with a controlled scheduled C-section, maybe baby comes out and you see baby immediately and you get to do skin to skin with baby in the OR. It's a very controlled setting. You get to say, okay, I would like to do this. I would not like to do this. Maybe your partner gets to cut the umbilical cord. Maybe you get to breastfeed immediately. You have total control over the situation. So that is the big difference that I see between scheduled C-sections and unscheduled C-sections. You have a lot more control and a lot more say, and everything goes at a much slower pace. All right. So the next difference I did want to bring up is the time length of your C-sections. So if you have an unscheduled emergency, especially if it's a stat C-section, it's going to happen very quickly. And especially if that is your first C-section, it's going to happen quicker than a repeat C-section. So regardless of if you have a repeated emergency C-section, or if you have a repeated scheduled C-section, your second C-section or your third C-section or however many C-sections you have, the more C-sections you have, typically the longer it takes to complete them. And this is because the more C-sections that you have, typically the more scar tissue that is built up. So sometimes it takes a little longer for your provider to get to the uterus and get through to baby. Obviously, in an emergency, your provider is going to go as quickly as possible. But if you are having a second emergency C-section, it's going to be just a little bit longer to get to your uterus because of that scar tissue. In terms of time length, when we talk about scheduled versus emergency, you know, obviously an emergency is going to happen quicker because it's an emergency, and the time length is going to be a little bit longer because you're having a scheduled, more controlled C-section. So your provider is going to be taking a little bit more time. Everybody's just going to be going a little bit slower. But just for moms who have had maybe one emergent or urgent C-section before where you were awake and you remember the time length, and then maybe going into a second scheduled C-section, that actual surgery, the repairing after baby comes out, the whole process, the whole surgery is typically going to take a bit longer since it's purely your second surgery. All right, so the next huge difference between having a scheduled C-section and having an emergency C-section, I already kind of touched on it, but a lot of times, especially with emergency C-sections, you have to go under general anesthesia very quickly. So you may have to go to, that means you have to go to sleep during your surgery, and you wake up, you know, a little while later and you're groggy, you're kind of out of it. With scheduled C-sections, unless you have a contraindication to getting a spinal, typically, I would say 99% of these C-sections, you can get a spinal placed. It's a very controlled setting. Like I said, I like that word control, but it's a very controlled setting. The anesthesiologist can go very slowly if he or she needs to go very slowly. Placing your spinal can take our time to make sure that you're nice and numb and you're nice and comfortable. And in contrast, with an emergency C-section, we might have to put you to sleep very, very quickly. Another big difference is, again, I touched on this, but seeing baby. Okay, so with an unplanned emergency C-section, you may not be able to see baby for a little while because of, you know, baby's medical status. Maybe baby was having heart rate changes and baby needs to go to the NICU right after delivery, and you know, you can't see baby initially. With a scheduled C-section, as long as everything's, you know, looking okay, sometimes we do have those situations arise where everything is looking okay, and then when baby comes out, baby's just like, nope, I don't want to participate in being okay and needs a little bit of resuscitation, needs to go to NICU unexpectedly with a scheduled C-section, but I would say that's a very, very, very rare. Typically with scheduled C-sections, baby comes out, baby's crying immediately, nice and pink, and baby gets to hang out with you the whole time in the OR. If you want baby to hang out with you in the OR, you probably will be offered to do skin to skin in the OR. We love to do that with moms. Maybe even get to breastfeed baby in the OR. But yeah, big difference is that baby really gets to stay with you unless for some reason, like I said, there's something else going on where baby can't stay with you. All right, guys, if you heard that little baby crying, it's time for this week's segment of Birth It Up Babies. All right, so this submission is from Shell Grafton. I'm assuming your name is Michelle. I think it's Michelle, but her handle is Shell Grafton. And she sent this a few weeks back. It looks like she took the epidural course, and she says, "This is my birth it up baby, Declan." She said, sent a few pictures. He's super cute. She said, "My husband and I took the epidural course, and I ended up with a C-section after induction due to gestational hypertension. It turned into baby showing signs of fetal distress during contractions," which that happens sometimes. "The nurses and doctors loved how prepared and educated my husband and I were. They constantly complimented us and even indulged in more information since we knew so much." Okay, well, that's pretty cool. "Thank you so much for creating the course and adding in the induction and C-section information, since those things can occur unplanned." Absolutely. And that's exactly why it's in there. So thank you to, I think your name is Michelle, but thank you to Shell Grafton for submitting that. What a great review. And obviously, unplanned C-sections happen. That's what this whole episode is about. So I wanted to include one that of a mom who still took my course, and she had an unplanned C-section, but she still felt super prepared and super fulfilled. If you're interested in taking the same course that she took, you can head over to mommylabornurse.com and click on the epidural series. It's right there. All right, let's get right back into this week's episode. All right, now let's talk about recovery. Okay, so this is another one that a lot of moms don't realize until they've gone through two different types of C-sections that, oh my gosh, having a scheduled C-section is a lot easier recovery than having my emergency unplanned C-section. So I hear this a lot. So first of all, recovering from a C-section is no walk in the park, whether you've had an unplanned one or whether you've had a scheduled one. It's still, I would say, harder. Most moms would agree that it's, you know, the time length of recovery is longer than having a vaginal delivery. In general, it's harder to recover from a C-section, point blank, you know, than having a vaginal delivery. But versus a scheduled C-section and an unscheduled C-section, the recovery is typically easier if you have a scheduled C-section, and here's why. So first of all, stress plays a huge part on your recovery, on your healing, okay? And a lot of times with emergency C-sections, we're under a lot of stress, okay? And another big reason why recoveries are typically easier is, let's think about the time of when you may have your unplanned emergency C-section versus when you might have your scheduled C-section. So let's say this is your first birth and you went into labor and you're laboring for a really, really long time, you know, a day or day and a half, 2 days, and then you're maybe pushing for a long time and baby's just not descending into your pelvis, and your doctor says, okay, you know, I recommend you having a C-section. That would probably be either an add-on or an urgent C-section, okay? But it's been this long, long time. You've been in labor for a couple of days and now you're exhausted from pushing and now you have surgery. Maybe it's the middle of the night. So your recovery is probably going to be pretty tough because you kind of started off with 2 days of not a lot of sleep and lots of labor. Let's think about in contrast to a scheduled C-section. So you know what day it's going to happen. Hopefully you get a pretty good night of sleep the night before. And you've got childcare lined up, you've got all your ducks in a row, everything, you know when everything is going to happen. And you get up and come to the hospital and you have a baby not in the middle of the night, maybe have your baby before, you know, lunchtime. It's a much quicker process and it's a much more convenient process when we talk about your day, okay? There's a big difference between having a baby in the middle of the night after laboring for a long time and having a baby pretty quickly during the day and getting a good night of sleep the night before. You're much better able to start taking care of baby and taking care of yourself in that latter situation. Additionally, if you've had an unplanned emergency C-section, you probably remember what the recovery was like the first time. So with the second time, if you're having a scheduled C-section, it's typically an easier recovery just because you have the knowledge of recovering the first time. And maybe you remember, oh, you know what? I know not to cough really hard without putting a pillow over my incision. And I know that I really, really like, you know, this, I don't know, pad type of pad, or I really, really like, you know, this type of ice pack, or I really, really like this. You just have the experience of recovering from a C-section the first time. So naturally, you're going to be a little bit more experienced of recovering the second time. So it's going to be naturally easier. And a lot of times when I tell moms that the recovery is easier, they're like, oh, thank God, because it's not fun recovering from that emergency C-section. I hear you. All right, guys. So that is it for this episode, all about the differences between unscheduled and scheduled C-sections. I wanted to make this one, you know, kind of short and sweet, not a crazy, crazy long episode. But I still think it's really important because I do get this question a lot. And I think it's more like thought about, obviously, after you have that second C-section, saying, oh, wow, there are actually a lot of differences. So I hope if this is you, if you are listening and you've had one C-section before, and maybe you have one in the books, you're pregnant again, and you have a scheduled one coming up, that this episode provided you a little bit of ease and eased your anxiety a little bit going into your second one, knowing that it's not going to be like that emergency one the first time. If you have a scheduled C-section coming up, and especially if it is your first one, I'm sure you guys know already, but in a couple weeks, actually, I guess when this episode airs, next week we are coming out with Birth It Up, the C-section series, and that is all about C-sections. Obviously, it's called Birth It Up, the C-section series, but it's for moms like you who have scheduled C-sections coming up and want to know everything they need to know about C-sections. And we go into a lot of stuff about recovery. I want you to go into your birth, regardless of if you're having a vaginal delivery or you're having that scheduled C-section, with confidence. And I want you to feel calm and not anxious. So that is what that course is all about, which is this Friday, if you're listening to this episode when it comes out. So you can snag that course. And spoiler alert, if you're listening, all of our other courses are going to be on sale that weekend too. So stay tuned. We're super excited. We've been working on this course for a long time, and I'm really, really excited to put it out because I feel like it's just the final thing, just to add to, you know, the collection of courses that we already have. All right, guys, that is it for this episode. I will see you guys next week. All right, guys, that wraps up this week's episode. Thank you so much for tuning in and letting me be a part of your motherhood journey. It is truly an honor. If you like what you heard, don't forget to hit that subscribe button so you never miss an episode. And I love hearing what you guys think of the podcast. So if you're liking what you hear or you have a suggestion, I'd be so grateful if you'd go ahead and leave me a review wherever you're listening to help more mamas just like you find the show. That's it for this week on the Mommy Labor Nurse Podcast. What do you think? Are you starting to feel a little more confident about your pregnancy and birth? Well, if you want more, be sure to head on over to mommylabornurse.com/podcast for today's show notes and a library of episodes so you can keep getting educated before your upcoming birth. And while you're over there, be sure to check out the blog and learn about our online birth classes. Find it all and more over at mommylabornurse.com/podcast. See you next week. Same time, same place.
You love podcasts, the stories, the laughs, the unexpected turns. But when this episode ends, the silence starts. Not anymore. Audiobooks.com turns that silence into your next great adventure. With over 450,000 titles, from bestsellers to hidden gems, your love for listening just found its new best friend. And because you already know the joy of audio, we're giving you 3 free audiobooks to start your journey. Imagine your favorite podcast, now with unlimited episodes. That's audiobooks.com. Keep the story going. Sign up for your free trial at audiobooks.com/podcast-free today. Because for podcast lovers like you, the end of an episode is just the beginning. That's audiobooks.com/podcast-free.